How to celebrate Labor Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Labor Day in this country started with a group called the Knights of Labor in 1882. The Knights actually began as a secret organization of tailors under the motto, "An injury to one is the concern of all." They had oaths, special tailor rituals, but they finally decided to go public with a march in New York City in 1882 and finally got the attention of President Grover Cleveland, who made the September Day an official holiday. Of course, a lot has changed since then. You don't see laborers marching these days. Tailors are now fashion designers with their own TV show. And as for unions, they may have helped create the middle class, but the middle class seems weary of them, probably because most of us just don't think of ourselves as laborers anymore. So, on the way to the lake, maybe spend a moment thinking about the people who pick up a hammer, lift boxes, sweep floors, pick apples, catch fish, cut meat, work the assembly line, sweat pipes together, slap up the drywall, pick up the garbage, deliver appliances, move furniture, rip out the old shingles and put down the new ones, dig out a stump, rotate the tires, pour the concrete, dig up the water main, string 15,000-volt wires, cut trees, plant trees, empty bedpans, bag groceries, pull the weeds, make the beds, serve the school lunch, drive the bus, the truck, the taxi, cut the carpet, stack the lumber, rivet the steel girders, and wash the windows on the 50th floor. And remember, many of them are even American citizens. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.